Good evening and welcome to night prayer. I do apologise for the lateness of our prayers this evening. If you're joining us for the first time, you can download the service order from our website. But if you don't have it to hand, please don't worry, just sit back and enjoy this very last offering to God of the day. We just take a few moments now and still ourselves. And we give thanks to God for this day, for the many blessings bestowed on us, the conversations that we've heard, and the people that we have seen. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we say together, most merciful God, we confess to you before the whole company of heaven and one another that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death. And our psalm this evening is Psalm number 91, which can be found on the order of service. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides under the shadow of the Almighty shall say to the Lord, my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. For he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He shall cover you with his wings, and you shall be safe under his feathers. His faithfulness shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of any terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the sickness that destroys at noonday. Through 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, yet it shall not come near you. Your eyes only have to behold to see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, and the Most High your stronghold, there shall be no evil happen to you, neither shall any plague come near your tent. For he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because they have set their love upon me, therefore I will deliver them. I will lift them up, because they know my name. They will call upon me, and I will answer them. I am with them in trouble. I will deliver them and bring them to honour. With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The scripture this evening is from Revelation 22, verses 4 and 5. The servants of the Lamb shall see the face of God, whose name will be on their foreheads. There'll be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for God will be their light, and they will reign for ever and ever. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. for you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. And the Nunc Dimittis. Save us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep may rest in peace. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. So now let us pray. Abide with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is drawing to a close. Abide with us and with your whole church, in the evening of the day, in the evening of life, in the evening of the world. Abide with us and with all your faithful ones, O Lord, in time and eternity. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, we just give you thanks for this day. And today was a special day in the benefice because we opened our churches for the first time for private prayer. And it was amazing to be able to slip through the open door and to sit on the pews and just sit and reflect and pray before the altar. So, Lord, we give you thanks that this has been able to happen. And we now pray that we'll be able to open our doors more than just once a week, and that our next steps will be a Sunday service. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. But as we slowly come out of lockdown, we lift to you, Lord, those areas around the world that are still suffering terribly from COVID-19. And we pray for the people of America, who seem to be on a roller coaster of opening and then shutting down. And thousands upon thousands of people are being affected by this dreadful virus. We lift before you too, Lord, those areas that are suffering from COVID that don't have adequate health care to support them. And we do think of the people of Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Kenya, Sudan, Ethiopia. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those areas where there is unrest. And again, we pray for Yemen, for Syria, for Lebanon. But we also now include Hong Kong. And particularly for the people of Hong Kong, we just ask for a softening of hearts over there, for a stilling of minds. Lord, in your mercy. We continue to pray for our key workers. We may not be banging our saucepans on our musical instruments, tambourines, whatever came to hand on a Thursday evening. Now, because the virus is, we hope, on its way out, we have a long way to go, but we do still lift them to you, Lord, our doctors and nurses, our pharmacies, the people who empty our bins, work in the supermarkets, the postmen and postwomen who seem to always have a cheery smile in the morning. Lord, in your mercy, we continue to pray for our schools here, for Nicola at De Weston and for Fiona at Pimpern, and for all the teaching staff. They've trod a very long and weary road and are very tired. So when the summer holidays finally come, we ask that you grant them rest and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we continue to pray for those who are ill in this, our community here. We pray for Ian and for Yvonne and for Jill and for Harriet. Pray for Robin and Josie. May they feel your healing and loving touch. Pray for their families at this time, for those who love and care and support them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now we're in a time of stillness. We lift to God all those things that are on our own hearts and minds at this time. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace. May your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we draw together our prayers by saying the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. Now may the Lord bless us and watch over us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord look kindly on us and give us peace. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. Amen.